Welcome everybody to another episode of Exotica TV's Happy Hour-ish. I am your host Jay. This is my co-host Dan, who doesn't know that he's not supposed to watch the show while it's like happening on his phone. But that's
okay.
I'm
gonna get our comments from people.
A couple years more practice, we're gonna be wild professionals at this. So what's up everybody? Welcome to another episode. Here we are. Second episode of 2021. Season two.
You know what I found out though? What's on that? Our podcast. So you guys, if you just don't want to look at our smiling faces, and
who wouldn't?
You could just listen to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify or Podiant or any place where your favorite podcasts are, the audio. But our big plan, Jay, was to go into season two. You know what?
What's that?
Our account isn't set up to go into season two.
Why not?
So it's just one long continuous season.
You know what? Fuck it. I mean, what could go wrong will go wrong, Dan. What could possibly go wrong, I guess, is the question, right? I'm looking forward to this one. We have a guest coming on that has been with us a couple of shows, even all the way back to the old school season one Exotica TV days, and a brand new friend. I'm ready to roll, Danny boy.
What, you want to bring him in already? We don't want to talk about anything?
What do you want to
talk
about?
You want to talk about politics? You don't want to talk about COVID?
Okay, so I'm over politics. I mean, I'm done for now. As we said in the pre-show, I spent my entire political...
I actually made notes to myself.
Okay.
So the first thing is, today's the anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson.
Okay.
With Sully. So that's interesting.
That was cool.
But I sent you a thing like earlier today. Did you see it? That they just said it, and this is just like mind boggling and just remind you fucking people to wear your mask.
Right.
So we can have some Exoticas too. Not that, you know, that's not the reason why you wear a mask, but with the global COVID deaths just passing 2 million, put this into perspective. It's as if 10 large passenger jets fell out of the sky every day for an entire year.
It's terrifying. And imagine the response that we get when one of them falls out of the sky. And, you know, unfortunately, proportionately, we haven't gotten the same type of response from the current administration. But now we're going right back into the two things we said we weren't going to talk about, COVID and politics.
But I would be remiss if I didn't give a somber. We lost, the adult community lost somebody this week, Julie Strain. Who some of you may or may not know, I guess our older listeners or watchers or viewers or whatever the hell you want to call them, we might remember her from Playboy Sex Court, where she was a judge and she was in a ton of B movies. And most notably, probably if you ever saw Heavy Metal Magazine, she was on the cover of that, like I think more times than anyone, and was in the movie. So unfortunately, Julie passed away this past week. So our thoughts go out to everybody, all her friends and family and fans and all that. So. But all right, now that I brought it to show down, Jay.
By the way, I just threw up there.
You're right there with Alexander Stoke.
Yeah, there you go. For those who didn't know.
So rest in peace, Julie, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, Jay.
On all those great upbeat notes, it's nothing like running straight into, you know, just running up the mountain. I'm ready to roll, man. We're still working on our last few dates of Exotica before we get the 2021 dates out. It's not going to be any time in the next, you know, few months. Obviously, we're pushing to the second part of the year. So, you know, we're still looking forward to that. And
we did officially announce our Miami show moving. Did we talk about that last week? I can't remember.
Yeah, we talked about it.
They all blend together.
Yes, we did.
That's going to be in September. So, anyway. All right. And why am I Gene Simmons' stunt double? I don't understand that.
Because you were listening to Kiss today, and I was just thinking about things that I could put up there.
Because I don't have, like, a really long tongue, and I'm not a fucking raging asshole, so. Well, maybe.
I agree with the tongue thing, definitely. I love you, though, Dan. You're my raging asshole.
I love you, too. You are the frosted of my life.
Wind beneath your wings? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right.
Now, bring in our guest, Jay. You do it. Come on.
No, you do it. That's your job.
All right. Well, one of our guests has been on the show on Exotica TV in the past, and one is a newcomer, not only to Exotica TV, but a relative newcomer, and we'll talk about it to the business itself. Please welcome to the show the lovely Alex Cole and Curvy Mary.
Yay!
What's up, lady?
What's up, everybody? Welcome.
How you doing?
Glad to have you.
How you doing? That's what we say in Jersey. Curvy Mary, where are you right now? Can I just call you Mary or Curvy? What do you prefer?
CM. Oh, you know what? I couldn't hear him because I had him muted. Never mind. Don't mind me. I'm just over here clicking buttons.
So do we call you Mary, Curvy Mary, Curvy, CM? What do you prefer?
Mary or Curvy Mary is fine.
Okay.
But I'm
and
in
Alex,
San Francisco.
Do we call you? Do you call you Cole, AC, Alex, Alexandra?
Well, last time you had two Coles. So
oh, we did.
Sure, you had Jaden Cole, but spelled differently.
That was a tough one.
That was done on purpose.
Just like he likes to throw curveballs.
All right, so it is Friday. It is the happy hour. So everybody, get your drinks. I'm back to my pussy hard coffee.
Cheers.
PBR. What do you got, Mary?
I have a vodka soda.
Vodka soda, and Alex.
Tequila.
Yeah, and with the greatest bottle ever, by the way.
Oh yeah.
By the way, is your Kiss cover band going to be called the Raging Assholes?
Yes, that would actually be a great one.
Are you a Kiss fan, Mary?
No, but I mean, I know a little bit about it, and I'm waiting for you to do the little tongue flick thing. If your tongue is so long, Dan,
it's really not. That's
it is.
Thing.
You should see the things that he can do with it.
Jay only wishes, Mary. That's it.
Listen, anyway. I've drawn a full graphic novel about the what Dan can do with his tongue. Oh. Just waiting to publish it. Yeah. Oddly enough, nobody wants to buy it, but yeah, it's
like your wife would say, Jay, you're disgusting.
You do disgusting.
You gotta get a soundbite of her saying that.
I really should. I should just record, walk around. So my wife took today off. She never takes. She works like an animal.
Yesterday was her birthday. So why
yesterday was her birthday, so she took yesterday off. She decided to take today off. She worked. She sat down at her computer at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm pretty sure she's still there. So I don't know if that counts as taking a day off or not, but it's definitely her happy place. That's how IKEA gets all those little wooden dowels and everything. It's all her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get no days off.
Is that the Dell song and the Dellenflugen?
Yes, the Schlufenflugen. Yes, I have plenty of those in my house. You know what I really love? I mean, IKEA's got like a lot of great things, but I love at the checkout line the little cookies that they have with the jelly jam stuff in the middle of it. Like, oh man, you got to try those things. They're kind of like a hidden gem of IKEA. Now that I told you
it
the secret,
like a Jammy Dodger. Do you know what those are?
No,
cookies.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, Jammy Dodger. It's like a little like white vanilla cookie with like some jam of whatever flavor in the middle.
That sounds like something that you just made up.
Like a shortbread cookie.
Yeah, shortbread cookie, and it's like kind of gooey, like it's like the like raspberry or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of like so good. Not to mention that you can go there and eat like, what is it,
meatballs.
Like dollar hot dogs and like, what? I mean, they have all kinds of like.
Meatballs.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what they don't compare with? Costco. Costco is like dollar pizza or whatever. They'll make you a pizza that's like the size of like your car.
It's amazing that Jay isn't dead yet because he has, when we do our shows and, you know, Mary, hopefully when the world stops burning and this dumpster fire that it is, you know, COVID gets put out, you'll come to one of our Exotica events because
definitely.
When we do it, but we'll be, you know, so the shows are 3 days, you know, Friday, Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, Jay usually hides in the staff office. I try to, but I really can't. But Jay's usually in charge of ordering lunch for everybody. So if we're in Chicago, we're going to literally eat deep dish pizza for 3 days. If we're in Jersey, we're going to eat, you know, pizza for 3 days. Maybe McDonald's.
We
do get White Castles on Sunday.
Pizza for 2 days, White Castle on Sunday.
You know, and, you know, after a show, if we're hungry, you know, we'll just go out and we'll find a McDonald's somewhere because that's what Jay wants.
No, that's usually like the setup days. It's like, I didn't even really think about eating and we'll just send somebody out to buy like 100 cheeseburgers or something. But I will, you know, you got to, don't forget, Dan, like we do... ridiculously bad food for us during the day. But then at night, like, and especially Sunday nights, usually we'll, you know, God knows, even like when we did, was it Denver, where we had to burn like a certain amount of money. And we just went in and basically just ordered the restaurant. So it depends. During the day is usually, I'll admit, definitely more deep dish and cheesesteaks and whatever. That's why I'm so svelte.
I'm from Denver. You could ask me about Denver next time.
Oh, man. I love Denver.
We haven't done Denver again, and I'll tell you the Denver story. So we did Denver for 2 years, right? And when we did Denver, we were all happy because it was legal weed.
And that was like right around when Denver was like the pioneer of legal weed. Like now it's in a lot of states, but then it was like brand new.
And, the first year was really good. And then they changed hotel management. So the second year, they changed it like 2 weeks before we were doing the show. It turns out this guy was a former youth pastor.
Doesn't go well.
We did the show, and after the show, we went to go book our dates, and he tried to raise our rent to like, you know, $100,000+.
Yeah. Oh, and, no, it was crazy.
Prostitutes. he would like porn.
It was
just horrible. So we won't be doing Denver as long as that guy is fucking in existence, but we would love to go back to Denver.
Which shouldn't but be Alex, very long. Show,
Alex, what cities have you been to with Exotica?
All of them.
Yeah. I was going to say, Here. What was your favorite city that we did a new Exotica in?
It's got to be Jersey. Every time. Ever since the first time I went to Jersey, it's always been Jersey.
Yeah.
All of them are good. 100%.
What was your least favorite? Jersey, you have to have a least favorite.
About the people. Everybody's so fucking nice, and people aren't like weird. I don't know. I've never had a bad experience.
What's interesting? Everybody, because the show's been going so long there.
She said everybody in Jersey's nice.
Everybody knows how to act. Yeah. Like, which is a lot different. Like, dude, when we do a first time show, you always know that first couple of years, like, dude, when we did Dallas, like the people didn't know what to expect. And so they walk into the show, like hands in their pockets, just like shuffling around, like, oh, you know, what's going on? The mayor told me this is bad. Like, you know, Jersey, it's been going on forever. In fact, Dan and I have heard, there was one person that said Exotica Jersey is like a rite of passage for a high school student in New Jersey. Like when you graduate, when you turn 18, that's the first place you go. And people have been doing it forever. So when they come in, like, and Alex, I'm sure you can attest, you have people that come every year and it's like, that's the dude. Like, I remember hanging out with you last year. See, and so everybody's kind of like this weird, large, family. Extended family. Yeah.
What was your least favorite city, Alex?
Super community atmosphere where everybody's nice and like everyone understands like etiquette, expo etiquette, where at the new ones, maybe they don't.
Dude,
and stuff like
it's
that. So
yeah.
It's better when everyone's relaxed. You're
blowing my Jersey mind right here because nobody's ever referred to anybody from fucking Jersey
as nice.
As like nice or what was the word you used? The other word that you just described us? Etiquette? Good etiquette?
Good etiquette.
It's Jersey. Like, yeah. It's
good, it's good adult expo etiquette. Like, that's the, you know, there were definitely, like, Chicago's shown its ass a couple of times with, you know, etiquette, yeah. You know, and it's like people, yeah. It's weird because we've been doing that show a long time and there was definitely a point like 2016, 17, where like the grab them by the pussy years, you know, happened. Yeah. And it's just like, dude, you know, like that's not, if you can't do it walking down the sidewalk, you can't do it inside the show. Like, you know, it's just not what it is, you know? And
thankfully,
yeah.
You guys have great security. So anytime there's ever been any silliness, it's always been taken care of really quickly. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Alex.
We've done
a lot of, like, that shit has been real. Like, we've revamped our security processes through the whole thing and, like, you know, have all these crazy, like, quick text codes that people can send and security, you know, we have a head of security now that travels with us. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's just the world that we live in, man. That's the way it works.
No, stuff like that is super necessary.
Glad that you do, because it's definitely probably an unseen process. You know, it's just kind of everybody expects that it happens, but there's a lot of time and planning that goes into that stuff.
What's your least favorite city, Alex, that we've done?
Uh, That's so hard because it's kind of like I still like everything, but I think Chicago was the craziest city because it would be like someone would be acting a fool, but then you guys would take care of it, so that was all fine. And then like at night, like the partying in Chicago was craziest. So like
Agreed.
I got on a
Really?
party bus to a birthday party at a strip club and like got up on stage and shit. So like that was really awesome. So
Dude, the
I don't think
Chicago
I've ever
after
had a bad time.
parties, they're like, because Chicago has no like Heavenly Bodies and like there's like six other strip clubs out there. Like, dude, you go to Heavenly Bodies, you can buy like $5 cans of beer and like $5 lap dances or whatever. I mean, it's like the craziest, like
It's just like a
we've gotten in
free
some shit in
for all
Chicago.
time.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Jersey, it's more like all you have, you know, you have the hotel after parties and that's like
I feel like a princess in Jersey. The way that the people who are attending act, I feel like a princess.
So
So that's why
I like it. A Jersey princess, does that mean you have like a snooky bump underneath your tiara?
Hold on,
You're kind of a
hold on.
regular
For the
princess.
record,
Like,
nobody from
I
that
don't know. I
fucking
haven't explored Jersey, so I don't know, but I've never met anybody who is any less than amazing
Dan's
in
about to go
Jersey.
into Jersey defense
I'm
mode.
going
Watch
to go to
out.
Jersey because look, I was
I
born in
will go to
Jersey.
Jersey.
I lived in Jersey the majority of my life. I still live in Jersey. Okay. Number one, those Jersey Shore motherfuckers, not one of them is from fucking Jersey.
Yeah, most of them are from Rhode
Not one
Island.
of them.
Most of them
They're
are from Rhode Island.
from like Rhode, like New
Well,
England, where
some are
fucking
Rhode
Jay's from, or they're from Staten Island, which is, you know, over a bridge and, you know, not Jersey. So let's get that there
Island.
first off. In Jersey, you do take classes. They give a class in high school of how many times you can use the word fuck in one sentence.
I won't lie, man. I
Not
watched.
everything is The Sopranos. Not everybody's mobbed up.
But some of them are.
And we all don't like Bruce Springsteen or Jon Bon Jovi.
But most of you do.
I really don't
And
like either of
everybody, even regardless of Italian heritage, says mozzarella, I've noticed.
Yes.
What did he
See?
say?
Mozzarella. The
No,
hat and
no,
the
no.
signal.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh,
if you're talking Jersey, if you're talking much. You know, you say mozzarella, you
Mozzarella.
say mutz. No, just give me some mutz.
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 Well, I know how you
Fresh
feel
mutz.
having to defend your city because I have to defend Vegas all the time.
And
So.
Jersey's not a city, it's a state.
Oh, well, yeah.
I,
Sorry.
no, no,
I was
I'm not
camming right
too, but
before this.
everybody refers to Jersey as a freaking city.
Yeah, but I see. Do people go in hard on Vegas? Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, is it just like, oh, it's like coke and whores, and like I, you know, can't live there, and how could you possibly do that? Or like, what's the take on it?
There's a mix because there's the overly low expectation where everyone thinks it's a shithole full of
Right.
like gambling debt and drug addiction.
Right.
And then there's
Las
the
Vegas
other part
Boulevard.
where it's the overly high expectations where people are like, I'm gonna visit you in Vegas and we're gonna have the best time of our lives. And I was like, I don't know, we might go to a buffet.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, too bad those are all closed right now.
Well, and that's
Yeah.
once you people have to realize that Vegas is a
It's
number
not
of things.
Disneyland and it's
Yeah.
also not hell. Like,
Well,
it's just
and
a
if
ridiculous
somebody
place
is
to be from.
traveling from out of state to go to Vegas, it's one thing. If somebody lives in Vegas, something totally different. Like it's not like, you know, even if you work on the strip, it's like go to work, get the fuck out, like, you know, live somewhere else.
I do miss
And
Denver though.
having to take
Are you...
people to the strip is always because they start out so like ready to go and then
So you know what
as the
you
night
you
goes
know you
along.
know what the best move is? Old Vegas. Old Vegas
No,
is
Yeah.
that's entirely not the best
Old
move. And
Vegas
I will tell you,
is far
here's
and
my old
away.
Vegas Jay story, okay? Me,
Old's
Jay, and
better.
our old sales manager, Adrian, we were in Vegas. We decided we went for like some, I don't know, sushi place where Adrian fucking ate like some kind of freaking fish or whatever. And he pulled it out of his mouth and it was just bones.
Yeah, he's good like that.
Oh, but like he
But
was on the
anyway,
show
so
now?
we're
It's like Tom
there
and
and we're
Jerry.
drinking. Yeah, that's what it looked like. And we're eating and we're drinking and then yeah, all and we're smoking and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's go to Old Vegas.
Isn't that a Kid Rock
I'm like,
song?
absolutely not. That was just not a good
Because
idea. And we go there. I left them midstream because I'm like, if I stay here,
he's
I'm
a
going to kill one of
pussy.
these
Say it out
motherfuckers.
loud, because he's a pussy.
No, because Jay's the most annoying fuck when he starts drinking. He gets very handsy and he starts like punching you and stuff like that. And I love him like a little brother. I don't want to kill him. And the bottom line is that
we make fun of where he's from.
I'm from Vermont. You can't make fun of it. It's literally it's bulletproof. It's like the greatest place in the world. So no, anyway. I'm from Philly, and yes, you can definitely pick on Philly. That's a easier show.
I don't know anything about Philly.
It's just dirty. It's just dirty and
bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Bad things.
Y'all have weird slang. I know that. I can't even remember the word.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Like bad things. Something?
What happened?
Oh, me? I know that, in Philly you have some weird slang like yin
John.
And stuff like that.
No, John. Like yeah, that John. Well, it's the most basic thing of everything. Anything can be a John. Like, you know, I'm gonna drink this John. I'm gonna smoke this John. Look at that John. It could also be like
this John right when I smoked this John.
John, JAWN. It's like the most universal Philadelphia word. Huh. I think.
Well, Mary, yeah. you're in Denver, so are you in Denver right now still?
No, I'm from Denver. I actually live in the LA area now, okay. But I'm from Denver, and you know, there's not really much to make fun of Denver. You can call us a bunch of stoners at this point, but I mean, I'm gonna be the first to say it's like there's more dispensaries and Starbucks than they are on every corner. It's like going
it's
to
more
Boston.
It's more dispensaries than Starbucks and 7-Elevens combined is what I read.
The one thing you know what we do have to pick on Denver about currently? That crazy ass senator that you guys have.
My God.
Like the QAnon chick. Dude, she is the most insane woman. I'm all Second Amendment, like whatever. This chick is in there giving tours to like groups like, you know, the day before pointing out where people's off. Like, she's insane.
Who is it? I haven't heard about this one.
What's I forget what her name is. She's like Sarah Palin 2.0, basically.
Really?
Like she's like attractive.
A senator in Congress.
She is. I believe she is. Is she a representative or is she a senator? I think she's a senator. Anyways, she's crazy, and her husband like exposed himself to like minors, and like she has like a arrest record. She actually, when she was running for her seat, it was found out that she didn't finish high school.
Was she running for her seat because it was musical chairs and the music stuff?
I have no idea. So she halfway through her like the election period, she went back and she got her GED, which again. No problem with someone not finishing high school. Great, you finished your GED. But, like, dude, like, you were running for, like, a
maybe
huge...
Maybe do that first.
Oh, my God, terrifying. Absolutely. Anyways, right. Sorry. That's my Denver story. I do love Denver, though.
Three things I miss about Denver. Going to Starbucks.
Yep.
And then going to the Bass Pro Shop right after
it. Oh, God, so high in that place. That was awesome.
Fun in that place. That was always awesome. Denver Biscuit Company.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A,
man.
Did
you go to any microbreweries?
Snooze. Do you ever go to Snooze?
Yes. Snooze has the greatest, like ridiculous pancakes.
Oh,
like,
my
you want
God.
And the Bloody Marys. Dude. And the Bloody Marys.
That shit was crazy. So Denver, what's interesting, and I don't know what it was like before weed. I'm sure there was a ton of weed there to begin with before it was legal. Yeah. But yeah. It's funny now because you go and it's like the weed mecca because as you're driving in, I saw more fender benders of people like, you know, just high and like tapping people in traffic and like, you know, just like absolute little like fender benders all over the place. So many goddamn campers parked on the side of the
chilled out of
it. Yeah, no, it's like, and they're moving like 3 miles an hour, so nobody really cares. You know, it's like, right. Whatever.
And they're all high, so it's like, hey man, you like tapped my bumper.
Exactly.
I'm gonna get serious. Sorry, dude, I put up my serious glasses.
There was an influx of homeless people to Denver when all of the dispensary stuff was passed.
Dude, all the campers and stuff that are pulled over and couldn't move,
they're just on the side of the road. They're just intense. Campers were in Portland.
I'll tell you what, the campers, they're in both places.
Yeah, prairie dogs.
Both Portland and Denver are a lot alike, by the way. Like, they're, you know, they kind of hang out at McDonald's. I went to McDonald's, speaking of before, like, and it was just crackheads running around McDonald's.
With
were
their
you
kids.
On Colfax? Because your perception seemed very heavily colored by the worst.
We were on the border.
I don't know.
We were on the border of Aurora and Denver.
Yeah, we weren't downtown. Yeah.
Yeah, the border of Aurora and Denver, probably Aaron Colfax, bad.
There you go. Yeah, like and by the way, we went downtown, beautiful city. Even around Aurora, like the mountains, the outdoors are amazing. Like it's very Vermont-ish, like actually. I love the state. But
oh, on a scale of 1 to Vermont, where does Denver place though?
it's up there. It's, you know what it is? It's Vermont that's been discovered a little bit more. Like Vermont's still tucked away. Nobody goes up there. You know what I mean? It's like out in the middle of like nowhere. Who's really going up there? You know, Denver has been like that outdoor mecca forever, like far before, you know, weed and whatever. It was the mountains, you know, the Rockies and the whole deal. Like, so yeah.
Do you think it's because it's so Instagrammable?
I mean, it totally is. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
So I got my serious glasses on.
Okay. What's serious?
I got my serious glasses on. So check this out, Alex. Mary has only been in the business since June.
Aww.
She's a baby.
And you know what? And she's already nominated in the mini vids. This is award season, right? So you're nominated in mini vids for BBW Smile.
Yes.
Newcomer, yes. Booty, and Miss Congeniality.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
How does one become Miss Congeniality in porn?
I think maybe it's if you're polite after someone comes, like it's whether you get a washcloth or not. So I think that's congeniality in porn.
Says a lot about you. I appreciate it.
I like to go get Alex, a warm, wet washcloth.
Yes, a warm, wet washcloth. I mean, that's just the perfect touch.
I like you already.
I'm learning something new every day. My wife like runs the opposite direction. I'm just left laying there, like looking at what happens.
No,
dude,
that ain't right.
It's just like, yeah, we have a guest coming on in a couple of weeks.
And
I was just looking up our guest, you know, and you know, getting stuff together. And there was one. It was like every fucking post was like #cumtribute, #cumtribute.
Oh, the dick tributes on Twitter, like when guys like
no, it was cumtribute
across your photo. I mean,
same. Oh, I see what you're saying.
There's some fucked up shit.
What about contribute?
Just give me a towel. I'm good.
You know, let me ask you this. Wait, before you guys got into adult, like, you know, when I was younger and I learned about sex for the first time, one of my misunderstandings of it was I always thought that a guy just like stuck his penis in and just left it there and you had to like wait. Like, I don't know if it was like a timer or you just kind of, you know, whatever. Were there any,
was like gay perfection?
I don't know. Like, I just thought that you just kind of like, I knew that it's it got, I knew it got, yes. But like, it's that's how I thought that you just put it in and just waited, you know, like there was
that's
no,
that's a Mormon thing called soaking. And I'm surprised.
Oh,
a lot of people are into it when they go to sleep at night or whatever. Like, guys, you know, you'll slide it in just like, you know, fall asleep like spooning. Dan and I do it all the time. Yeah.
I've never heard of anything.
Who's pregnant?
Dan's pregnant.
Okay.
I've never heard of any of these things.
He's having my love child.
Have you heard of like the Mormons at like BYU who like, you know, they hang out around this like big tree and find other people to make out with? Like, that's a thing too.
Ooh, that sounds spicy.
I have not.
Yes, because that's all that you can do with, you know, with Jesus being okay.
So Jesus is okay with making out, but he draws the line at what? Like touching a boob? Like second base?
I think Jesus might be okay with anal. It kind of depends, like what mood Jesus is in that day and who's asking the question. Ask Mary Magdalene; she knows.
My father was a born again Southern Baptist because I also lived in Florida for a while.
Florida, yeah.
He was just fucking crazy, and with that shit. So I've been around some crazy religious fucking zealots in my life, but the best was. I was on tour with a band, right? And our bus driver, like his name was Butchie, right? He had kin in Arkansas. I remember that. And Butchie just like, you know, was super religious and always talked about shit and all that stuff. And then one day he's just like, I see him. And Butchie was like, you know, he looked like your typical, like stereotypical, like redneck from Arkansas. He had like the beard and all that shit.
Dark
little
glasses,
short guy,
dark
short, short guy, like beer belly, like, you know, looked like he walked around in a wife beater all the time or a Leonard Skinner shirt or something. And I think he actually just did walk around in a Leonard Skinner shirt. And So the one time we're in like this one city and he's like hooking up, and his wife was beautiful. She was like 5'10", gorgeous. And like, I just like, we're in a city one time and I see him hooking up with this groupie. Hmm. And I'm like, Butchie, you know, you said you're born again. This is a sin. This is, you know, thou shalt not, you know, commit adultery and all that stuff. And then he actually tried to make it okay by saying, the Bible says it's a sin to cast your seed on the ground.
It does.
So it's better to cheat on your wife than to masturbate? Because
I think it was like offsetting penalties like in football.
Sure.
Like, you know, when there's like an offsides and there's also like a, a false start at the same time or something like that. You know, and the ref blows the whistle and says offsetting penalties, replay first down. I think that's maybe what he thought it was.
Listen, when any argument ever starts with the Bible says ... that's where the argument should end. Okay.
Run.
There is no, that's not an argument. That's a belief. And like, your belief doesn't really fucking infringe on me.
I love that we decided not to talk about like politics or anything. And now we're talking about religion, you know.
Without COVID and without, you know, politics, we have nothing left to talk about. So we move to religion.
I
have a Southern Baptist mom and a Pentecostal dad, so I'm pretty fucked up too.
I'm a great Catholic, so you know, I got the
Catholic guilt going in me too. So
I was like 13, 14 years old. I got really hurt bad, like to the point where I was like walking on crutches or a cane for like 7-8 months, and I got home from the hospital. My dad refused to come to the hospital to get me, and when I got home, and it was like I went to this church thing and, you know, and all this crap or whatever, because he said that, because I went somewhere he didn't want me to go, and that's where I got hurt. And it was at a church function, by the way.
Jesus.
And he just didn't feel like driving, and I said to him, oh, what, you only want me to be religious when it's convenient for you? So that didn't go over well too. But anyway, I got home from the hospital and I'm all doped up, and I remember like today, as you know, freaking 30 something years later, that I remember my dad saying, see what happens when you don't listen to me, God punishes you. That's the fucked up shit.
Dude, that's
see, you feel me, right, Alex?
It's so crazy. Do.
It's fucking crazy shit. But you know what everybody does want to talk about, Jay?
Like that, like smite powers, like make God your tool.
You know what? I got lucky, man. My parents, my parents were divorced when I was little, and that just showed the it showed the Catholic Church reality to my parents, or to my mom and my stepdad. And later on, like, they made me go to Sunday school because they still had that Catholic guilt in them that like they weren't giving me an opportunity to learn about God, and you know,
just in case,
right? And so I lasted like 2 years in it, and the second year I pulled a chair out from under a kid when he went to go sit down, and they sent me to like the priest whatever, and you know, they told me like, the next time you do that, you're out. I went back in 30 seconds later, pulled the chair back out from under the kid, they sent me in, my mom picked me up, and never went back again. So
exactly like your son.
That was
your mom thought you were possessed. My mom thought I was possessed. Like, my parents had just gotten divorced and she had just found the whole Southern Baptist thing, and she had a nightmare that I was possessed. So then for almost a year after, she thought I was possessed, and she would sleep with a knife because she thought I was possessed. So there's that.
That's probably a problem with your mom.
She's not better now.
Was it truly like a mental thought to it? Was it like just...
I was like 16 or 17. I was just close to like graduating from high school. So maybe 16. Okay. And she had this nightmare and it was very detailed. And I remember all the details, but it's too fucking long to get into. Maybe I'll make a video about it or something. But
you know what we should talk about?
Yeah.
Boobs, by the way.
Oh, right.
Jay, that was a segment, Jay. Segment.
That's what you thought that as soon as I popped Mary up there, didn't you? I know you did.
Here's our segment, Jay. Ready? For Cat's Curious. So for those who first time listeners on here, Kathy is my beautiful girlfriend of 9+ years. We're going to listen to her little song that Jay made.
I didn't make it. I just stole it off YouTube.
Anyway, Kathy has a question every week for our lovely guests, and her question this week surrounds boobs. So, first, real or fake, big or small, and the importance of nipples in the whole boob equation.
Are you asking for what they have or what they want or like? Or like,
it's kind of obvious what they have. I mean, what do you guys feel like? Mary, we'll start with you. Where do you lean towards boobs?
My boobs, because I'm in the BBW category, they're actually considered small, which I find hilarious because I'm a 42 double D. But they are natural and I have little pink nipples.
There you go.
Now, are we describing or are we talking preference or both?
Preference or both.
Okay. Oh, well, I can do preference too later.
Mary, give us the preference. Yeah.
All right. I love big boobs. I just love chicks with big boobs. Like, I like curvy women in general. Like, you know, you got to have some tits and ass, but like, big boobs are where it's at. Like, you know, motorboat the shit out of me. Like, I want to motorboat you too. Like, I love boobs. Like, who doesn't? I mean, anybody who doesn't like women in a sexual way still has a fascination with boobs. Boobs are just great.
Totally. You don't have to be a guy, a straight man going at boobs either. It can literally, everybody's fascinated by them. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm bisexual, so I enjoy them to their fullest extent, but yes, boobs are great. Nice.
And Alex, what about you? What are your leanings towards the memories?
You know, this is going to sound so like, okay, I like all boobs. I have never met a pair of boobs that I don't love. So appreciate. There's that. But if I had to have a preference, I would probably go, I tend to lean more toward girls who like look like me. So like Naomi Swan, amazing boobs. Brooklyn Gray, amazing boobs. Like the like little tiny.
Petite.
So yeah, petite. I like petite, but I also like Aspen Ray. Amazing boobs.
Oh my God, and dude. Aspen Ray looks like she could like bench press a Mack truck. Like,
I don't remember any of these boobs.
Dude, you don't know. Aspen,
so impressive. Do you know she flies helicopters?
I'm not surprised. Aspen was, she came in with My Free Cams, like when My Free Cams had like a 10 by 20 booth at the show. Like, I mean, when it was like in its early infancy.
She's a vet.
And she came in and she was this cute faced little like, just, I mean, she's got such a unique looking face and her body was, she was really like small, tiny, petite, and now has gone on to like, she like got crazy into weightlifting and like muscle building and
she's
whatever.
A bodybuilder.
And she's a fucking truck. Like, I mean, yeah, she's, it's crazy. It's crazy. But she also, she crushed My Free Cams in its infancy. Like every fucking month. It was like she
owns it like everything.
I don't know if she still does it as much as she did or not, but like back in the day, when you heard the stories of like how much people could make camming, she was the girl that you were hearing the stories about. Like she,
And watch this segue, Jay. If you want to see Alex's boobs, check out the new issue of Hustler. She's a Hustler honey this month. So go check it out. Buy a single issue or subscribe to Hustler at hustlernewsstand.com. Even though they don't sponsor us, I gave that plug for you. Or you can watch any of our three new Girlfriends films titles that are out there, which are on VOD. Psychodramas Volume 36. You got a lot of catching up to do.
I love these titles.
Women Seeking Women Volume, ready for this, Jay? 177.
Okay. Not to be confused with 176.
She's also Women Seeking Women, 176.
Oh, see? There you go.
Hey, look at that.
This is back when Dan and I were
started number 1 through 175, but she is in 176 and 177. So
when Dan and I were doing Vivid Radio, they used to give us these reads that we'd have to do during the, you know, like of all of the different titles that were playing on Vivid.com or whatever.
I used to write some of those titles.
Oh my God. It was like, you know, cum covered, you know, Asians riding a surfboard. You're like, wait, what? Like,
I want to watch that.
I couldn't say come, Jay. It couldn't say come.
Spunk riding.
There's all these rules with that stuff, anyway.
I don't even know.
You know, I mean, I'll say, look, I like
obscenity laws, or
I'm kind of like with Alex. I don't have like a preference. I mean, I love my girlfriend's boobs. I gotta say, she keeps saying that she wants to get a boob job, and I'm like, don't you fucking dare! They're perfect, amazing nipples. I will be on record. I'm a big nipple fan.
Stop making me want to look at your girlfriend's boobs.
They're fantastic.
Show them.
His visor.
See,
next time she comes to a show, I'll make sure to introduce you, and you can marvel at her boobs. See, Kat, you got a fan, and I just described your boobs, and Alex Cole is a fan of them, so don't you dare change them.
There you go.
So that was our Kat's curious segment.
I have to see them before you get a boob job, but I want
she's
you
not
to do whatever.
A boob job. She's not getting one. I refuse to subscribe to that. I mean, it's her body.
Yeah, seriously, she's got the money to be
it's
able
her body.
To do it.
I
respect it because you're doing what my boyfriend does. Because when I talk about, I've always wanted to shave my head, and we talk about it every now and then. And he's like, "Well, we'll still be friends.
Right, we'll make it through this." Like,
well, she wants to cut her hair short.
We won't ever date again, but we'll be friends.
yeah.
Jay, if Grace came home, Jay, and said, "Well, if Grace said she wants to shave her head, how would you react to that?"
I don't give a fuck. She can shave her head if she wants to. My daughter's trying to talk her into letting her do like the undershave, like the undercut or whatever.
Honestly, that's kind of so nice because it lightens up your whole head.
See, I don't care.
It's like summer's coming up.
My kid's like, you know, my son's had a hardcore mohawk for a stretch of time. Right, whatever. I don't care. That's hair.
I don't know. I think the undercut is kind of what you get if you're a woman and your nickname is Butchie. I mean, it's a little overdone.
I don't know. I like she
some hairstyles with the undercut.
When it comes to that stuff, I'm just like, yeah, talk to your mom. Like, I'm not going to say the wrong thing on this. Like, because I'd look at it and be like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. You know, like, your hair will grow back, too.
I feel like that's a good parenting style, to be really chill about the stuff that doesn't honestly matter. And then to be like,
it's the
show.
Yeah.
Things that do matter.
Like they say, you know, that you should worry about, if you have an issue, think about, is this going to affect me in the next week, month, year? Like, right. And if it's a, you know, whatever. I tried to cut my son's hair during quarantine and it went horribly wrong and I just shaved it all off and he freaked the hell out because I just gave him like a full blown like shave and I felt bad.
How do you fuck with the mohawk?
But it wasn't, the mohawk was past. It was like I was trying to fade it and the fade doesn't work. Yeah.
You want to be like Hawk on Cobra Kai?
Yeah, no. And then I gave him a cleft lip.
Wear a mask and go to a barber, I guess. We haven't had a whole lot of closures here.
We're back now.
I know, Alex, you should be hosting. I'm kind of like stoned right now, so it's not really going too well.
Dude, no. Because I had an episode earlier and it was wearing off when I got on. So I was like, I'm going to be too fucking high for this. Like,
I'm jealous. I haven't had any yet today.
I definitely
I haven't had any yet.
I definitely dipped into the Rice Krispie stash that we have.
I'm really into edibles. I can't smoke, so I have
my lungs bother me if I smoke a lot.
I'm worried because I made those hot chocolate bombs infused.
Right.
Oh, like the chocolate on the stir in.
No, they're like
the thing that you drop in and it like
you
pour the hot milk over it and explodes and you know makes like hot chocolate.
Oh, that's awesome. Like a bath bomb. How have I never
take
heard
my
of
money
so, ooh,
I made you know a hot chocolate bomb and it's got roughly about 30 milligrams of freaking, you know, it's about 30 milligrams. That's afraid to drink it.
Yeah, that's a dose and a half. Well, that's actually three doses, but
so what do I have to do to get you to mail me one of those? And then next time we do one of these, we both take it.
That should be
a
show.
I want a hot chocolate bomb now. In 30 is perfect for me. That's like my happy place.
Yeah. That you and I are the same. That's about where I need to be too.
We've actually
30 would put Dan like on Mars walking around with like a big space helmet on, like
yeah, I used to buy about 135 milligram like cereal bars and then just take little bites.
Yeah. That's your best bet.
I'm like a 10, you know, 10 milligram kind of guy.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm happy. I'm functional.
Which, by the way, is totally fine. Like, you know, I mean, I would love to just be able to eat 10 and be spun. Like,
don't fucking weed shame me, Jay.
What does it take for you?
I'll weed shame you. I'm like a 30 guy.
Yeah, I started at 10.
Is it because you use like often, or do you need to? Do you think a break would like?
If I like did the tea break thing, I'm sure it would.
It's not always that, because I have a really high tolerance for like alcohol, which is why I have the fucking tequila. But with weed, 10 will fucking do it.
Let's just say that I have a long, long career of cannabis, and it's
you're
although
past
not
the point of a break helping.
Yeah, not like I'm not like a super user.
I'm definitely
I'm beyond the point of just like being able to eat a gummy bear and be like, oh, woo, you know, like one would
even if you took a break.
I might like get a little more tingly, but like, I'm definitely am a daily guy.
Have you ever had those like tingly little pepper type things that I think they're like Chinese or something, but you eat it and then it makes your mouth kind of tingle and numb, and then it changes the taste of everything you have.
I know what you're talking about.
Acid. My daughter actually got it for Christmas, and you can like you can put a little like whatever in your mouth, and then you'll eat like you can eat a lemon and it tastes like a sweet like orange or whatever. Yep.
I bought it, but I never used it. I bought it as a gag gift, and I never used it.
I actually tried it. It was weird because as you're eating a lemon, you know, like this should not be okay. Like usually,
that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. I know, and the kids love that.
Do you think that would be a good way to get like a kid to eat their vegetables?
No.
You know, not a horrible idea. Like as somebody,
you don't want them to eat like anything that they don't like that's sour. But I mean, other than that, I mean, because
I saw people like biting into a straight up red pepper, like a raw red pepper, and being like,
"What if
I
want somebody to swallow?"
So that would be healthy. I mean, red peppers are like a nightshade or something, so I guess not extremely healthy.
Interesting.
Yeah, nightshades. And I were talking about like witch's brew at this point, but
I still think
favorite peppers or peppercorns of some sort.
I still don't think we have any closure.
You know what, Dan? You know what's going to give us closure?
Jay's weekly update. Oh, look at this.
Weekly update with Jay Handy. How about that? Yeah? That's some serious closure. With guest writer Dan, because I will give Dan some credit for this, just so that if some of the jokes fail miserably, then it's all his
fault. Do you hear that, Dan? You have credit.
It's all his fault. See that, Dan? I do like you. All right. So listen, this is my opportunity to run through some of the like fun happenings of the week.
You gotta get rid of that box, by the way, in the background.
Which fun box? Things happen this week.
You know what? If they just fucking came and put the goddamn light where it needs to go, that box would be gone. But it's been sitting there for 2 months. So Bella Brothers, my contractor, please come back and fix this box. Thank you very much. All right.
And if you can get our Instagram back, please do that
From our sponsors of Weekend Update. Bella Brothers, who don't finish the fucking job. All right, here we go. So, our first story of the week. You ready for this? A hacker locks internet-connected chastity device. He demands a ransom. You see this? So
your cock is mine now.
Oh, this guy, a hacker, took control of people's internet-connected chastity cages and demanded a ransom to be paid in Bitcoin to unlock it. He was quoted as saying, "Your cock is mine now," which is something that Dan hears often. The hacker told one of the victims, according to a screenshot of the conversation obtained by a security research company, obtained by a security researcher that goes by the name Smelly. This story just keeps getting better and better.
It's a really, really good story.
Fortunately, the guy hadn't locked himself when it happened, so he was actually able to come out. Now, I got to assume that you can probably break this thing off or do something. Like, you know, I don't think it's like meddled
can
on.
You know, it's around your junk. Do you really want to try to?
Yeah.
Is that a picture of the actual device?
No, that's probably just something that Ted randomly found. But you know,
that thing looks pretty fucking full.
I don't know if you want to take a fucking hammer or whatever to it.
That being said,
their fetish. I mean, they probably enjoy this. The people who like that.
That's the whole point, right? The joke is on Smelly. The Dick Cage guy is really into that shit. So, like, you know, you could really just, like...
Honestly, you should get tipped for that, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe there should be, like, instead of it being a hacker, they just have, like, an option where a random stranger can take over your dick cage.
Oh, my God. Can I get people to take over control of their cock cages? Because I would totally
volunteer to be a random stranger.
Oh, see? Or even better, it could be, like, a cameo. Like, I will pay you $35 to take over my cock cage.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Think about that. Okay. All right. So we're moving on. Next one. A man injected himself with magic mushrooms and the fungi grew in his blood, which put him into organ failure. Think about this. A man experienced organ failure after turning psychedelic mushrooms into tea. And then he injected the tea.
Why? Yeah, just drink the tea.
According
well, that's to... That's like trying to inject sunlight into your body or disinfectant chemicals.
It's ridiculous. So according to a case report out this week, the Journal of the Academy of Consultation Liaison Psychotherapy, I would have totally deleted that if I knew that I had to read it. The 30-year-old man's family brought him to a Nebraska emergency room after they noticed that he seemed weird and confused. The drug is not to be injected. However, which this man, Dan, I don't even know what got written here. But listen, at the end of the day,
that's not a sentence.
He's a real fun guy.
Oh, see, no.
That one? That was the dad joke. All right. We're just going to keep moving here.
You know what's amazing, by the way, on the subject of mushrooms,
yes.
In Jersey now, they voted, well, I have my medical card, as right. I like to say, so nobody calls the cops on me. But they not only legalized recreational weed here, they decriminalized mushrooms here in Jersey.
As they should. Mushrooms. We'll talk about mushrooms after this because I could go on.
Jersey just keeps getting better, don't
I? I could go on anyway, with mushrooms continue. Forever.
We're putting a tab in mushrooms. Go ahead.
Jay, why is your boyfriend on there?
You see him? I got his picture into it, so I knew he'd be proud. Okay. Police mistaken for stripper after they raided an Argentine swingers party. When a swinger party was raided by police, the guests believed the uniformed police officers were strippers who were the highlighting show. 20 couples were discovered breaking COVID-19 restrictions as a secret sex party in Argentine City. When officers entered the building, they found the place decorated with candelabras, purple lighting, and sex videos were playing. A woman who was among the guests at the swinger party approached a police officer and told him, quote unquote, "What lovely eyes you have. You turned me on." The good news is that all of the swingers were white, and this didn't happen in America, so everyone survived.
Aww.
That's the joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's the real question. Do you have like a mask that goes down one side of your face and then across your mouth and around your chin?
Well, Dan was talking about doing the
COVID mask.
Dan was going to do the monkey tail thing. That was going to be
I was just going to say, have you guys seen the monkey tail?
The monkey tail. It's actually a thing. Yeah. Not to be confused with a crazed squirrel terrorizing a New York neighborhood. See my segue there, Dan? Yep. A Queens, New York neighborhood is dealing with a squirrely threat. A number of residents who have been attacked by an aggressive squirrel who has jumped on and bitten them. One woman pointed to a bruise on her wrist where the squirrel landed, then sank her teeth into her fingers and hand. This is the weirdest description this woman actually gives. "We're wrestling in the snow and there's blood everywhere and my finger's getting chewed and it won't let go," she said. "Eventually it just stopped and there was a big bloody mess. A photo that she had took post-attack showed a path covered in blood. It was an MMA cage match and I lost," she added. Dan, I don't know how to do the impersonation. Attempts to apprehend the culprit by the city have not worked, but never fear. Boris and Natasha are on the case and said,
I will get you, Moose and Squirrel.
Thank you very much. We had a bet whether anybody would actually recognize that that reference.
Hey, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Good. I like it. All right. And the last
one. Alex?
What?
Did you get the joke of millennial?
Yeah.
See?
I'm an elder millennial, okay? I'm not a regular millennial. I'm
like Taylor. I'm not like, I'm
years off of being Gen X. You, like, I'm a millennial myself.
And the last story of the segment is, I like it the most because it's the easiest one because I don't have to do anything. It's called The Money Shot. So I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys check it out.
Here we go. Can I smoke weed again?
Sophia, stop.
So that's actually a good question. If you can, what I don't want you to get is a dry socket.
Yeah.
I just want to smoke. It's not an infection.
And it'll... Can I say edibles?
It's better than smoking.
That's
you late. Need to try to avoid smoking for about a week.
A week? What about vaping, bro?
Anything that's going to cause any socket.
Vaping, bro.
Jesus Christ. I can't say this either.
Sophia. Jesus Christ. Shut up. Oh yeah, I'm getting off.
There you go.
And that, she looked like a dick sucking vaping walrus.
And that, my friends, is another week of weekly update with Jay Handy. Back to you, Dan. There we go.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I should just find videos, like, and just play videos, because literally, like, all I do is surf Reddit throughout the entire week anyways and just find, like, stupid shit and chuckle to myself.
A very good use of your time.
Maybe, yeah.
What else are we going to do right now?
Your dental procedure, I'm asking, how long exactly till I can suck dick?
Can I vape, bro?
This is what Jay does all day.
No, it really is. I mean, Exotica needs to come back because this is what my life has become. Okay, this is like literally.
Mine's become owning a deli.
Yeah, exactly. It needs to come back. Yeah, Dan's a sausage guy now.
How did I not know?
I celebrated National Hot Pastrami Day yesterday. Instead of putting out on fucking social media that Curvy Mary and Alex Cole are coming to Exotica. You know, freaking Miami in 3 weeks. Instead, I'm putting out a tweet yesterday and a post that it was National Hot Pastrami Day. Come get a sandwich.
Didn't I?
Where's your deli?
In New Jersey. Where else?
Fucking New Jersey,
like,
bro.
How do people find your deli if they're in Jersey? Like, what's the name of your deli?
Big Dan's Big Dick Deli.
Fucking deli.
Yeah. Big Dick Dan's Hot Pastrami.
Or any assholes.
Like more meat.
That's what it was.
It's called Jersey Mike's. But we spell Mike different. We spell it like M-Y-K-E.
Restaurant too, so, yeah.
Oh, my God. Big Dick Dan's hot pastrami sandwiches.
It's like McDowell's.
McDowell's? Instead of the Big Mac, we got the Big Mac.
Jay, watch this segue. Forget about finding my deli. Curvy Mary, where can people find you online?
Oh, great segue, Dan. That was impressive.
Very nice. So yes, as mentioned earlier, I am up for several Many Vids Awards right now. And the one I'm doing best in, I believe, is BBW of the Year. I am number 12 at the moment. And please vote for me, as I would love to at least place in the top 10. And I am found at curvymary.com. My Twitter is CurvyMary8, and my current Instagram is CurvyMary8X, but I'll just keep adding X's to the end until it's like...
Until you run out of space. Because Instagram will do it to everybody.
Yeah.
Yay!
And what about you, Alex Cole? Well, before you do that, Alex, I know you want to put plug behind you.
Oh.
Plug behind you. So those are your top fans on OnlyFans?
And by the way, actually, there was a question on here. John Beach wanted to know what. Yeah. That's not that it. John asked what was up with your board. So he wants to know.
Oh, it's top tips of the month on live cam on Chatterbait. So Chatterbait, we just like to make it like who's the boss monster of the month, because I have a very like horror themed kind of room. So right now, Shy Guy's winning.
Nice job, but, Shy Guy. He's ahead by a chunk, too.
Round of applause.
Seriously.
Wait, hold on. Your room is horror themed? There's a teddy bear
yeah,
there.
Yeah. They call me the Horde Mother, and it's very like zombies and like stuff like that.
But there's a teddy bear there. That room does not look very
I know. This is like I'm kind of in the process of moving, so this is very like last minute thrown together. So but
as
I'm
long
gonna
as
be
it's got the tequila, you're good. As long as it's got the tequila, you're good.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
We're good.
Yes.
So where can people find you online?
So I made it super easy. You can just go to allmylinks.com/ALEXXXCOAL and you find all my links there, and I don't even have to talk about anything else. So there you go.
There you go.
So somebody actually had Alex Cole with like one X in all my links?
I don't know. I just made it the same as the Twitter so that it would be easy. So I don't know if someone already had it. But I know someone already had it for Twitter, so someone could already have it for all my links.
And for those of you that want to see more about Dan, go to BigDickDan'sHotPastramiSandwich.org, which is his fellowship that he runs in relation to Dan's BigDickDan'sHotPastramiSandwich.com, which is his sandwich shop.
And I'm currently accepting Big Dick Dan's gift cards.
Dan accepts Bitcoin and trade, anything in trade. Just show
Jay,
up.
Jay, by the way, we didn't plug, so it's too late. If anybody wants to rush in and send us some money, send us some fucking money. But Jay, how much is our Ethereum up to this
week? It's been a rough week in cryptocurrency, Dan. We're down a little bit, but don't worry, next week we're coming back.
My weed stock skyrocketed this week. It went up a whole 8 cents.
Yeah. See, we
went back down seven.
I had Bitcoin at 5,000. I'm ridiculously angry.
And by the way, there you go. If you want to send us there's up by Alex. You want to send us some Ethereum? There's our wallet down by Mary. Send us some Bitcoin. Just shower it us. I'll just rub it all over myself. I promise not to rub it all over myself. If you send it, I won't rub it all over myself. I kind of feel like I should probably not scare people.
Who was it? Somebody was telling me the story.
Custom oil video.
Oh, okay. You send me enough Bitcoin, I will give you a custom oil video. Trust me.
Somebody was telling me the story. I think it was Kathy was telling me that some guy like has all this Bitcoin and he forgot his password.
Oh, there's like a million.
It's like $90 million of Bitcoin or something like that.
There's a million. There honestly is a ton. Because back in the day, it wasn't worth anything. And you just had it on a wallet in your computer. And like, you know, you threw your computer. It just wasn't a thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, like 5 years later, 10 years, you know, 5 years later, I guess it was, 3 or 4 years later. All of a sudden, that computer that was probably sitting in your closet that still had a wallet on it that you don't even remember anything about now has $4 million worth of Bitcoin on it, or you know, like it's insane, like really
Jay,
crazy.
I have an idea. Yeah, you ready? $1 million idea. We will cut you two ladies in on it since you're here.
Okay.
Everybody else, turn off your sound right now so you don't listen and steal our idea. Jay, let's go into the used computer selling business and buying business. Right? Everybody just wants to get rid of that old PC tower sitting in their fucking
house.
You're
just gonna scrape it for Bitcoin.
We're just going to scrape it for Bitcoin.
Yeah, but then the problem is that you need to actually have like the passwords and whatever. And like right, Bitcoin is like a zero sum game.
Sitting on my fucking dream. You
it might be more lucrative to take people's old photos.
You need to be more fucking supportive.
Well, and it's not like something like, hey, Capital One, I forgot my password. Could you like reset it for me? Like once it's gone, it is gone. Like there's.
Guess whose name isn't going to be on what's your best friend's name?
Yeah. I guess my
password hit now. It's going to be you, Jay.
Yeah, that's right. Last name, best friend, high school. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much. This has been enlightening. What have you learned today, Dan?
I have learned that some size matters to some as far as boobs, and some it does not. Any size is good.
Okay.
I've learned that. My idea was really stupid about the thing, and Jay really doesn't care. He's not as nurturing as he likes to play on TV.
This is all true.
We learned that we got no closure on any topic today what's a fucking ever.
Agreed.
No, any relationship.
That everybody, despite Jay's pleadings, does know who Boris and Natasha and Rocky and Bullwinkle are.
Fuck yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That Mary can
Dan, I said, what thing did you learn? Now we're into like top 10 things.
Things. You said what things? You asked me what things did you learn?
I said, what did you learn?
You didn't put a limitation on the things.
What did I learn? Less stuff, Jack.
This is why we call the show hour-ish, because Dan goes into a 15-minute monologue about.
Please, if I started talking about fish or Jimmy Buffett or whatever other,
I'm in, baby. Let's go, Jimmy Buffett. Don't, first of all,
that's a diatribe.
How the fuck do you go from Jimmy Buffett to fish?
We can stay here another hour. It's fine.
Oh, listen, I can stay here till July. Okay, so like,
next exotic.
We need to take June to plan the show, Jack.
Yeah, okay, fine. June, I can stay here till June. Oh man. All right. Well, listen.
Hey, you know what? This is going to be a good week coming up. It's going to be a great week coming up.
Yes.
You know why it's going to be a great week coming up?
Please tell me.
You don't know why?
No.
What's happening this week? Oh, next week?
I don't know.
We got a new president, baby.
Oh, yeah. That.
I'm a warrior. You're a warrior?
I'm a warrior. He already said he's not going to the ceremony, so let's just cross our fingers.
Let's get back to normal. Let's get everybody healthy. Get the shit back on the road. I'm fucking ready for it. I don't want to spend any more time.
I want to get my vaccine, man. I want my vaccine.
I want to give you an injection, Dan.
There's no fucking way. Don't tease me. You're fucking an hour and a half away for 2 hours away from me.
I'll give you the injection.
He'll go to Vermont to visit his parents, but he won't stop at his old buddy Dan's house on the
way. Not in the middle of fucking COVID-ridden New Jersey. Get the fuck out of here.
Fine.
Staying in my car.
I didn't leave my fucking house.
Get out of here. Anyways.
Fake friend.
Whatever. Fake friend.
And yeah. And make sure next time is Hot Pastrami Day, you come over by me.
Big Dick Dan's HotPastramiSandwich.com.
But when is
Hot Pastrami next time we do in New York? And New Jersey Exotica.
When we do Exotica Jersey again, I will make sure we'll get for the spotlight booth. We'll get a big giant like 6 foot fucking hero.
Big Dick Dan's 6 foot hot pastrami sandwich.
Like a sandwich tray. Like there you go. It's like the world's largest sandwich.
No, tray. We make like big giant 6 foot heroes.
You want to buy a sponsorship? I'll sell you one.
Cheap. It's like buying fucking Bitcoin.
I only accept Bitcoin and Ethereum.
I only accept Bitcoin. Well, you know what, everybody? Go to ExoticaExpo.com. That's Exotica with three X's. Hey, we also have a t-shirt company. You want to buy some fucking shirts? We got them. MrZilla.com.
That's right.
You can buy some lovely
don't
shirts.
Don't let all the orders flood in at once. Okay, go for it.
What else do we got going on, Jay? Not much.
I got nothing. Goddamn nothing. I will host. We do Boob Tube on Wednesdays. I'll be back here on Happy Hours on Fridays. I'll be here. I'll be here till July, till we can do Exotica again.
June, we got to start working.
All right, fine. Be here till June. Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Oh, and you know what we also learned?
No, I don't know, Dan. I don't know.
Alex Cole may or may not have been possessed. I hope a fucking squirrel attacks you, you motherfucker.
It always ends at the very end of me just playing sound effects over the top of you. Come on, like.
So for Alex and Mary, thank you very much for joining us. For myself and Jay, everybody out there, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week. Yay.